Chase the Lead, your chance to play News Hack here at BBC Radio Cumbria. These are the stories then that you've provided us with as we've gone through the week. Stories that have come from Dovenby, Alston, Espatria, Crossthwaite. That's Crossthwaite both in Kendal and Keswick. And today, in our last hour together, Chasing the Lead in Dalton in Furness. This is the news bulletin put together by you. BBC Radio Cumbria, these are the Chase the Lead headline news stories with Julie Clayton.
A rally car produced by M Sport in Dovenby has won the Qatar International Rally, which took place at the weekend. Anna Rudd from M Sport, who manufactures rally cars for races all over the world, says that the weekend's rally was one of the toughest.
Well, that rally is probably one of the toughest rallies in the Middle East. It's notorious as quite a car killer. And, it's just lots of stages across 2 days, really rough roads. So it's not the sort of roads you'll get in Cumbria, that's for sure.
A memory share event took place in Alston this week at the Town Hall. Elaine Edgar, director of Epiacum Heritage, said it was thanks to additional funding which they got last year. Elaine is hoping to gather people's memories of Alston Moor.
We got some additional funding in August to explore the local heritage, and as part of that we are looking at people's local stories and encouraging people to come and share them with us. So we're hoping to build an online archive of people's stories and memories.
Preparations are underway for this year's Carnival and Gala Day in Espatria. This will be the town's 12th carnival and it's being held in June. But to raise funds, Wendy Campbell, the carnival organiser, is hosting a sponsored walk.
Sponsored walk is on the 6th of April and it's fancy dress. And we go from the Grapes Hotel in Espatria to the Grey Goat at Bagra. It's surprising how much money we make just with a few people. You can take the dog for a walk, you can take the grandchildren and just a fun walk.
The Exchange in Crossthwaite near Kendal is celebrating its 7th anniversary next week. Jean, who lives in the village, contacted BBC Radio Cumbria to tell us more.
It's our 7th anniversary. 7 years we've been going. It's just a meeting place, you know, on a Wednesday afternoon with a good chat. And they sell fair trade goods and we have lovely meals. But next week, because it's the 7th birthday, we're having a James Bond theme.
There's a bit of confusion at a cafe in Crossthwaite near Keswick. The filling station cafes reported 3 sign thefts in just 2 weeks. Deb Marley from the cafe says it's a mystery, but thinks it's just people causing mischief.
We have had signs taken, yeah. We had a road closure, obviously, into Keswick, and there were diversion signs. I think it is just mischief makers.
And celebrity chefs are cooking up support for a local charity in Dalton in Furness over the next 5 nights. Victoria Barber Bolam from the Clarence House Country Hotel told BBC Radio Cumbria where the money raised will go.
It's a charity that's been set up by Lake District Farmers for a local businessman who does a great deal of charity within the area. Now, unfortunately, he found out last year that he had cancer. And as he has done a great deal of work with the Lake District Farmers, they wanted to make sure that he could continue supporting the charities that he does. So they have set up a charity which then will give money to other charities locally within the area.
And that's BBC Radio Cumbria's Chase the Lead news headlines.
Julie, thank you for presenting again for us this morning. I just want to bring you back here. The diversity of the stories, the light and the shade. Listeners are really getting to grips with this one, aren't they?
It's fantastic, isn't it? I particularly like the idea of this rally being a car killer. And she said you wouldn't get roads like that here in Cumbria. Well, I've been down a few that are a bit testing at times.